Hi, and my name is Neda Nouri. I am the mother of Reem Ahmed. She is 10 now. In March, we're going to be 11. I had a full term pregnancy with her. Everything was fine. But when she was born, she was really tiny. And when they did the x-ray, we find that she has a hole in her heart in the lower chamber. They felt she needed to go to Cardinal Clinic in St. Louis because they have more specialty. And of course, they run all the testing for her, and she needed to be in the NICU during that time to help out with her breathing and her feeding and all that. They find that she is a trisomy 18 baby, which is a genetic disorder. Their lifespan is very short, and their diagnosis for us was that Reem is not probably gonna make it. To make it real for us, they said like she might not even make it from St. Louis to Jefferson City. Won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're so we came home with an hospice care that, you know, to be ready for her be gone anytime. Stayed there with hospice for 2 years just to know, and she just started rolling and doing good. We started therapy with different therapy for her. And, you know, she's making it, if she's going to make it, it's going to be a challenge for her because she's very delayed in every area. But Reem was just amazed everybody. She was responding to all the therapy we're doing, all the work we're doing. And for 10 years, she was doing really good until 2021. She got really sick, ended up going to the emergency room with a respiratory failure because she was having a difficulty breathing, very high fever. Her pulse were very high. And doctors there felt like she needed to be really intubated to be able to breathe, or we're gonna lose us. Won't you stay with me? And we were able to leave the hospital with her being good. But then again, she got sick with her aspiration problem in like July 5th. We stayed there almost for 2 months. How those doctors were just worked so hard with Reem. They all just was amazing that I will say they go to sleep just thinking about Reem and coming. Because she was just a really complicated case, and they always wanted to kind of do their best. 'Cause you're all I need. They were like good supporting to us and letting us know up front what we could expect. Miraculously, just they came up with different ways, ideas, until we were able to get out of the hospital. I cannot say enough and thanks enough all the people in that hospital. They were doing their job, but they were doing way and beyond their job, and definitely made our stay there easier. Like I feel like if it wasn't of them, we could have gone crazy because we went to really hard time where Reem was almost not gonna make it. And it was hard for me, for my husband, for my two boys and my other daughter. It was just a hard time. My name is Neda Nouri, and I am the mother of Reem Ahmed. And with Reem's story, I just really believe in miracles, believe that if there is a will, there is a way.